Hey, welcome back to the Airbrand Podcast. This is season 3, episode 22. I would say maybe this is going to be a heartfelt episode, or I don't know. Something I've been meaning to talk about, so I'm going to go ahead and get it over with. But welcome to, what we doing? So, starting off, are you living your best life for you? Moving forward, I'm going to really try even more, no matter what I'm going through, to live my best life for me, and try not let anybody get in the way, especially no distractions, no matter this who it is or what it is, or what is involving, nobody that's irritating me or trying to get me out of my character or anything like that, or like... like my brother said, try to not let any women to distract me from any goals that I need to complete. And because I guess, like you say, I'm winning right now. So I need to continue winning and make sure I do whatever I need to do for me to make sure I continue that. So, recently, not this last Friday, but, last week, let me double check. I know that's crazy. The second. August 2nd was last Friday. The title of this episode is called Surviving. So, to continue the English season, last Friday, I was in an accident. I was coming home from work. Let's get the whole lowdown. So, there was an event for my nephew, and not saying this was the reason. It's not the cause of the accident, none of that. I thought I would be able to get home in time and take a nap. I had it all planned out. I thought I would be able to get home in time, take a nap. Well, take a shower and take a nap. Had an alarm set already to when I needed to get up to go and leave to make it to the event. So. During work, it was going fine. I was a little tired. They wanted me to work on the side with the drivers. I was like, okay, I'll do it. And I was at the one spot that's really chill. One of the spots is really chill, low key. So I was like, all right. I could tell I was tired. People were like, dang, like you look tired. It wasn't too bad. I left exactly when it's time to go. I was like, all right, I'm out. I went no waiting, none of that. I'm out. Clock out. Boom. Let's get it. So I get to the car. I'm like, I'm perfectly fine. Like, my body's like, yeah, finally, let's get out of here. So on the drive, you get to an exit, you drive for a little ways. You get to this rest area. You can just stop there. If I feel tired, I usually stop there, but I wasn't tired. I was all right. So I make it to the exit and then I'm on the way, like I'm going to done. And this exit 73, you go past that. I used to go to exit 72 to go through the back roads. And I figured out that way was a little longer for me. So I was like, nope. So I found a new way. So I take exit 71. So it cuts down the way I used to take it. Because that cuts out the middleman, per se. Then I go down the road a little ways, a little back ways for a little bit. And then I would get to an area I could turn by this blinking light that's in Eastover. So I make a right turn. Then some more back roads, but not as much. So I'm almost there. So I'm on the back roads when it's like, okay, I have a little bit of ways, and then I can, it's like maybe 5 miles, maybe four, and I could take this left turn, which gets me back onto the interstate. So it's 295, but then I drive. And when I get off to that exit, I have a little ways, not even probably less than a mile, and I would get to that exit, and I can just right there, and I can turn right, get to the McDonald's, go through. I can go and pop through, going through the light, take a left at the light, really, and go through past Palm Forest and take a right at the light. I'm at the house. Or I could go, like I'm going to Sheetz and where the Domino's is and stuff, and where McDonald's is, well, Burger King is. And I could take that way, which is seem faster than the way, like you're going to Palm Forest. Anyway, I make it towards the light, like at the right, the blinking light. I'm going, I'm not speeding, of course. I'm going, and like, I guess I get to partially where I'm at. Like I'm kind of dozing off. I'm like, oh, okay. And like, all right, snap out of it. Like, what in the world? So I'm fine. Then I get to a certain part, because it's like a part where I get to a grassy area. And I didn't make it to the grassy area, apparently. So my body completely shut down. It's like things happen for you to know, like your body, it lets you know when you need rest or whatever. Like, it'll let you know. My body completely shut down. It shut me down. My eyes closed and everything. I remember my eyes closing, and I don't know how I would think, like, okay, my eyes closed, I'm fine. No, like, I just was unconscious after this, whatever. So I woke up as my car is flipping. Like, I told the ambulance, this is after I got the car. I told the ambulance it felt like I was in a washing machine, but no, it was like I was in a dryer. My car flipped like 4 or 5 times. The glass shattered and stuff. And I just got that windshield fixed like weeks ago. Several weeks ago. Correction. So, like, it flips, like, my car lands right side up, and I feel that it lands right side up. There's glass everywhere, like, sprinkled glass on me and stuff like that. Like, I get cut right here. That's none healed up, as you can see. They said I had a scratch up here. I think that's healed. This arm was bruised. It was swole. I had a ringing in my left ear for the longest. It was bad. So I'm sitting, I sit there. I'm like, oh Lord. I'm still in shock. I can't believe that the car flipped. I can't believe what just happened. Like, it happened like that. Like, so, and mind you, I wasn't speeding anything, but I feel like, cause my foot's on gas and like your body shuts down. So it's like, whatever, it doesn't press down, like, because your body is limp and it's just all the weight is down. So that more causes of the accident besides me, my whole body shutting down, falling asleep. Like, it just, so I'm sitting there making sure I can move. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. Because I'm thinking, like, man, I could be paralyzed or something. Like, I was scared. Like, and I'm not afraid to say that. Like, I was scared. I was legitimately scared. So I sit there, like, I hear somebody. I'm like, okay. Like, I look around the glass to see, because my phone then fell off the holder. Because I usually have my phone on the holder. I'm going to take some drive. I have it on the holder. Make sure I'm falling in the right way. And just shows me how far I got. Because I already know where I'm going. I just use it to, like, the time limit, like, see how many minutes I got left. Because I feel like the GPS be lying. So, and I usually call people to make sure I don't fall asleep. But in that case, that day, I did not. And I should have. So I look from my phone, like, I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, let me call the police. And I'm like, okay, I'll doll. I dial 991 and I'm like, and the thing says, this is not a right number or whatever, or a number, a useful number or whatever you want to say. I was like, oh, hell. I'm like, what the hell? I'll dial 991. And then mind you, I hear somebody out there talking, like I said, I heard somebody talking. So I'm like, okay. And mind you, also, I had back dialed to that, and I dialed 911. I'm 911. I'm like, oh, as you, I can hear the person. I'm like, oh, they're talking. They're already talking to people. So I'm like, I hang up. So I'm like, before I even can finish the call, I'm like, okay, they're out here. They're already calling. Somebody's out here. So I'm like, okay, let me see if I can open the door since I know I can move. I know I can move my arms. I wasn't sure if I can move my legs really. At that time, I'm like, oh. And I was like, okay. So I'm like, all right. So I'm like, dang, I almost opened this door. Cause I never seen my airbags. I never really been in an accident. I used to brag that I never was in an accident. Like, I would tell people, I know I never been in an accident. Most of that stuff that happened in my car was me. Like, whether I was at an Airbnb or the old apartment place I used to be at. I never hit nobody's car, mind you. But, and of course, in this case, I never hit nobody's car again. I just happened to pass out, whatever. So I lift up cause the airbag is over the door handle. So I open the door handle, like the glass sprinkle out and stuff. And then like, I guess the person whose yard I'm in, like mind you, I didn't hit none of their yard or neither. I didn't hit none of the trees in their yard or nothing. They're out there like, you're all right. It's like, you need to sit down. I'm like, I said, you good? And I'm like, I said, man, look at my car. I'm like, what the heck? Cause this is my first car. Like, this is my baby. Like, rest in peace, Sheba. Like, that was the name of my car. But like, and I was like, and I was so out of it. I'm like, dang. I was like, hey, is anything all right in your yard? He said, man, forget that. You didn't hit. He said, you didn't hit anything, but I ain't worried about all that. I just am trying to make sure you're all right. I'm like, man. I'm like, some crazy stuff. I'm like, I'm in shock. I'm like, how the heck this happened? Like, oh my goodness. I try to avoid this as much as possible. And like, mind you, like, it used to get bad. Like me driving home. Like I used to park somewhere. And I'm like. And I'm already parked. I'm parked safely. And mind you, like, I would, like, sit there and fall asleep because I'm good. I'm already parked. So I'm like, okay, let me take a nap right here. Mind you, like, I would sit there and have, like, a little slight nightmare. Like, I done crashed. And I'm like, it's like my body just, I done crashed. And I'm like, and I wake up. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, I'm like, it's like, didn't I? Wasn't I parked? And I wake up and I'm like, oh, I am parked. I'm like, so it was like, it was this foreshadowing thing because it happened so many times. I'm like, man, it's like my body's gonna tell me like we're gonna eventually get in an accident. Like what the hell, bro? But yeah. So it was a guy out and I guess he seen me as I was flipping like when it was about to happen. So he was already on the phone. So he called. He was calling the ambulance and stuff. 911, whatever. Police never showed up. It was a fire department came way before. Like I think they was the first ones there. This other ambulance came. And then there was like another ambulance. It was like the regular one we see. And it was like a SUV type of one. They came, but no, it was never, no police. It came. I told them what happened. Like, so apparently, when I flipped, so I went through two ditches. So I went through one, went through the other one. And I don't know. That's what the people said. The guy that seen me, as it happened, I'm like, oh, wow, what the hell? So, like, because they're right there, the two dishes. Like, if you drove past many of the dishes, they're right there beside you. It's in a straight line. Yeah, so it's like, whoop, whoop, and it tumbled. Like, my car tumbled, well, flipped, or whatever you want to say, whatever terminology you want to use. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. I in my mind too, because I'm like, get my Crocs, because there was accident after they give me an ambulance and stuff. I told him about my arm, but told him about the ringing. I didn't really feel any pain. Like I had like my knee, like the same pain I felt on my elbow. I felt in my left knee, like at the top. It was like a piece of my knee. It felt weird, like it was a bruise, but it wasn't a bruise there. So it was like internal bruising. Man, it was crazy because I'm like, dang, this, what the hell? My car. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do about work? I'm like, man, the lady said my car was, last time I talked to my insurance company, it's like I had full coverage and stuff. I'm like, man, what the hell? What's going to happen? it's so much. I'm like, this last thing I needed to happen and stuff like that. And like, man, I ain't tell too many people about it because I'm like, this is the last thing I want to talk about and stuff. I'm like, I'm fine. Like, I don't want too much attention on myself, and I don't want to look like something's wrong with me because of this accident neither. And it's people like that. That's why I have people that I have told, well, most of the people I have told, like, they're good friends of mine and stuff like that, and people from the church and stuff like that. Like, it's a big family. So I'm blessed to be alive, and like, I don't want to take that for granted, because like, I literally could have died. If you could have seen, like, I'm gonna post the pictures, probably tomorrow, because I'm gonna be talking about this in church. Because I'm blessed to be alive, like. And I can't take that for granted, because like, I could have died. Like, I have a higher calling. Like my story is, I have a higher purpose. My story is continuing. Like, I need to complete whatever I need to complete. It's almost like a second chance. Because it could have ended badly. Like, and I'm pretty sure, like, I feel like I have a big impact in certain people's lives. Like, a lot of people would have been sad, not even because of this podcast. People whose lives I've been in, like, that I have conversations with, they would have been sad. Like, wow, like, we ain't never guessed that would have happened to him. So, yeah, I'm forever grateful. God is amazing. Sometimes I. Like, and I don't know, the hospital, they gave me pain medicine there, but I told them I have a high pain tolerance. So like, whatever I'm telling you, like, I told them it was a 6, but probably more than that. The day after, like, my neck was feeling weird. The middle and top of my back was hurting. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh. And I get headaches every now and then. Like, I can't even stay at work full time. Like, it seemed like it's bad, like, for real. So. That's that. We're part of surviving. But like, I think whatever you're going through, like, whatever traumatic event that happened in your life, like, I know people say stuff happened for a reason. Like, it's like a wake up call. Like, even though, you know, I fell asleep. No jokes, all jokes aside. But like, your body will tell you when enough is enough. Like, until for hours, like, it's crazy. Like, need to figure something else out, because now it's not healthy at all. So I'll be figuring that out. Of course, stay tuned. I'm gonna continue the talk. Full disclosure, like, I'm probably gonna go back into therapy. Because, like, that's, like, it's something more, like, of course, I'm talking about on the podcast, but I need to talk about it with them, an individual. Because, man, like, that's a very traumatic thing that could happen. And I'm like, I know I seem fine, but I don't think so. So I'm definitely going to talk to the right people about that. Make sure when I get my new car, like, it's the right car and stuff. Like, you know, nothing crazy. Like, I always get a car that's good on gas, like, even though it was my first car. Like, that was the main thing that I made sure of. But, I don't know. You're always protected, like, and always pray over yourself. Like, pray over your surroundings. Pray over the environment that you're in. Pray before you go to sleep. Pray when you wake up. Shoot, pray when you're driving. Because look at me. Like, I'm living testimony of that. Like, anything could have happened. Like, when you see these pictures, and like, wow, especially that windshield, how the glass is, that could have cut all this up, something, like, over. But, yo, like, it's real. Like, he's watching over me. I'm pretty sure he's watching over you too, whether you want to believe it or not. Yeah. My father got me, whether my earthly father does it or not. And that's not no shot at him or anything. Like, because he calls me just about all the time, whether we talk for a long time or not. But yeah. Whether you whatever you're going through, you can make it out of it. Continue to push yourself. Don't push yourself too hard, because your body will let you know that you were pushing yourself too hard. Let whatever you're going or something that you've been through, let it be your motivation to get out of it and just progress into something better. This is not your final form. Like for me, maybe this is a new version of me that I needed. I don't know. It's just a straight up wake up call to like, hey, something has to change. Like, this is not good for you. So, I appreciate everybody that have checked on me and stuff. With the right intentions, let me say that, because people be nosy and just don't want to tell you business and stuff. And nah, because people have checked on me daily and stuff and all that. So I appreciate that. And some people had good intentions, and I don't know, they shared. But it's hard, and there people apologize for what they did and stuff. But anyway, I'm forever grateful, and my faith goes a long way. And my relationship with God is still standing. I'm grateful. Man, because I wouldn't say I'm afraid of death. I'm afraid to not leaving some type of legacy behind or being remembered for something, like especially something positive. So, I just hope I leave my mark in the right way, and I hope you do too, whoever's listening. This has been Airbrand Podcast. Continue trying to be great in whatever aspect of your life, and whatever field or career you're in, whatever job you're doing, whatever you aspire to be. I hope you succeed. I hope your family succeeds, whatever. Just continue listening. Y'all stay blessed. This has been Airbrand Podcast. I appreciate everyone that's been listening from the beginning.